Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Well, as most of the world is either furloughed or working from home, Saturday Night Live has decided to join the party. In a surprise return from the show's coronavirus-induced hiatus, SNL will return this weekend with remotely produced content. Showrunners say this weekend's episode will include a version of Weekend Update and other skits from cast members, although it was not immediately clear if the performances will, in fact, be live. Earlier this week, Disney dropped the churro recipe on the world, and yesterday, because all of their parks are closed and nobody can get their hands on a delicious serving of Dole Whip, they've released that recipe as well. It's quite simple, actually. Take one big scoop of ice cream and 4 ounces of pineapple juice, 2 cups of frozen pineapple, toss all of it in a blender and blend it until it becomes somewhat of a thick drink. If you need the recipe again, Hollywood Headlines will be available on demand after the show this morning at hot100now.com. That's what I'm doing tonight. Pink said in an interview yesterday that her experience with coronavirus was the scariest thing she's ever experienced in her life. In a chat with Ellen, Pink said her breathing problems were so severe that she thought she might die. She said, quote, "I'm like, oh my God, wow, all the crazy stuff I did during my life, and this is it? This is the way it ends?" She says that she and her son, who are both diagnosed with COVID-19, are doing okay this week. She said, quote, "I don't even know what day it is, but this is a better week than the previous ones have been for our little household. Jameson is 2 days now without a fever, which is a really huge relief." And Universal Studios Hollywood and Universal Orlando Resort announced yesterday that they've extended their closures to at least through May 31st. Universal's parent company, NBC Universal, also said that pay cuts for most full-time employees and furloughs for all of its part-time workers are coming. In a statement, they said, "Our team members will be paid at 100% through April 19th, but as we enter a more prolonged closure period, we need to take additional measures." It added that beginning April 20th, nearly all of our team members will see 20% pay cuts, with a small group of team members continuing at normal pay. What a not pleasant world right now. Ugh, I cannot wait to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Where is it? That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Wheels Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.